Spring, the cherry blossoms are confetti. At a funeral, nobody attended. I count 17 pink petals on my windowsill. 17. Like the number of kids at Parkland, like the number of seconds for the next breaking news alert. Scrolls across the bottom of a screen in a waiting room, where someone's mother is learning to breathe without her daughter. The static on the walls resolved into faces, screaming in frequencies that peeled the paint down to bare studs. This is what the foundation looks like. Rotten termites and the ghost of a mortgage paid in blood. I wake up. The sun is doing its usual violent thing across the kitchen table. Gold light on a half-eaten piece of toast. Normal. Obscene normal. More like a cough the world can't stop. Radioactive tomatoes, heavy in the hand. The rich eat filet mignon on yachts, while the ocean rises up their ankles, and they call it beachfront property improvement. We are growing gardens in the fallout. We are growing gardens in the fallout. My face in the sky. About to drop. The bomb dropped in 1945 and never stopped dropping. It's dropping right now. It's dropping in a hospital in Gaza. It's dropping in the arteries of a man working right now. It costs $6 to make and $600 to buy. Trump leads on a stage in Pennsylvania, and the internet makes memes before the Secret Service clears the podium. A shooter, a miss, a martyr manufactured in real time. The circus eats its own tail. Actually, look. Pink snow on cracked concrete. A dandelion pushes through the sidewalk where a cop knelt on a neck for 9 minutes, 29 seconds. The dandelion doesn't care about the statute of limitations. The dandelion doesn't care about the news cycle. The dandelion is a middle finger made of chlorophyll and spite.